You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I think I need to condense my subject on abortion as murder and continue. I started out with that, but then I had a couple of calls. One was a nice lady, another person was a nice gentleman, and we just ran away from my point of view. And so I want to start my point of view again. And if there's any ladies that wish to use a different name, see, so change your name if you want to, or don't give your name at all. And thank me. Because you know what? Whenever a person wants to call and say, thank you, Roy Masters, what I've done, what the lady did, there's a tendency for the person to express how it happened to them, rather than me explaining it to you. See, it's cleaner when the person admits and says, look, I took this from you and that from you. I began to realize this here and that there. And it was, I thought it was going to be difficult, but it's so easy. The light came through me, etc., etc., etc. And you get lots of information from a person who has suffered in any way, shape, or form, but especially at the suffering of killing, getting, being compelled, being ashamed, being manipulated into killing your baby, and not realizing the political forces behind it, and not caring for the suffering that you're going to suffer for. But there is a way back. I say to you, you weren't born a killer. Nobody's born a killer. It's put into you, depending about what country you're in. If you're in ISIS, I told you, you cannot help but be programmed with their Bible, the Quran, over and over again, and stuff that isn't in the Quran. But ISIS does that, and many very offshoots are the same, but just different names. They create murderers. They hate women. They degrade women. What do you think men are doing in America? Degrading women. But the women are coming back and degrading them. But you don't dare this. See, they have a system where if she speaks up, she'll get killed. So what are you going to do? There's no laws. The only laws, you give me nookie, and I'll give you a cookie. I don't know if I say that. I've got to have a little sense of humor every now and then. I don't mean to be rude, but it's a terrible thing. I think, you see, if you look at America, you can see how much power. It's the opposite, how much power women have. I say to you right now that if you're married and you have a relationship, especially if you're married and you have a relationship, if you have a relationship, you walk away and you don't have any kids. If you have any kids, they don't have any dads. It's horrible. But if a man isn't a man and only wants her body for pleasure, then the woman feels this. He's using her and pulling the worst out of her to love the worst in him and give him a good feeling, to a point where she'd get very sick or get angry and come back at him with terrible force, or give him enough sickness so he dies from all the energy he has to give up to her. In other words, she demands it more and more and more, but she's laughing under her skirt about the ladies of the night, a whore. They get pleasure in degrading the man. The man doesn't feel degraded in the moment, but she knows he is degraded, but so is she. But she's above the degraded. She's like the Hitler, the one that's giving power to the rottenness of, in the man. See, it's backwards, but still, it is the way evil works. And don't go away with it. Okay?
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
Yes, producer, do not... Give me a person who doesn't have a problem, lady, of having done something, you know, aborting her child and wants redemption. We just keep it. I want to keep it to the subject. I want to start from the very beginning because I only touched the surface before I was misdirected in the wrong direction with other questions. Roy Masters on abortion. Now let me I just wrote down some few things, and I'll start the beginning again. And I only want interruption if you have murdered your baby and you feel guilty, and is there a road back? Yes, there is. Redemption. There is a redemption. Everybody who comes into the world doesn't know there is a redemption waiting for them. And not death, but everlasting life. We make lots of mistakes. So let me begin. If a dictator should rise, and he already has, in the United States of America, and decree that blacks, Jews, and the disabled were not human, which is clearly been done for thousands of years. Nothing new here. America is what's new, and then it's becoming less than new. You'll be surprised to know that a lot of people will not see anything wrong with that at all. There are people, certain kinds of people are no damn good. But they hate the Constitution by their nature, because the Constitution is meant not for good people, but for the sick ones who see evil as good, all the pleasures that lead to greater evil and to murder and God knows what, mass murder, God knows what. So it seems, I should say, it would surprise you to know that a lot of people wouldn't see anything wrong. I just said that. And it seems like that every race and color and creed has had their share of degradation, torture, murder, genocide. Everybody has had that. There's not a nation not a group of people that have not experienced it. And so, now the question is, how can a black or Jewish person whose brethren within living memory have suffered the humiliation of having half their race being murdered and degraded and marked for extinction, and possibly to justify the murder of a baby inside its mother's womb and outside. How can you not compare yourself with the fact that you are a murderer? But you didn't mean to be a murderer. You began to resent people who have less virtue than you do, and hate you for your purity. And unconsciously that person pushes you and pushes you and needles you until you yield to something. It doesn't matter what it is, but eventually it's that, and it could be murder. And somebody can murder you, could get you to murder somebody. Yes, it happens. The cult leader can get any one of his people to murder and reward him and give him a slap on the back. Now you belong to us. That's it. And the average person will follow for the reason. I'll give you the reason. If you ask a gang member, why do you play this game? He will answer you with something like this. He said, there's only being a weak person or a strong person. So I don't want to be punished. I want to be the punisher. That's all there is, he says. Now, I could find a better way of saying it, but that's what it would be. If I have to suffer, I would rather be the one that causes the suffering. There's many ways you can say it, but that is true. There is only two things. There's only two ways as you enter culture. America never used to be this way, but slowly but surely, the ways, the right, the teachers do this. I can remember it, because it began in my school many years ago. I never forgot it. Somebody took a straw and spit something at me through in my neck, you know, like a little shotgun. A straw, a pea, and then back at my neck. I turned around and did it back, and I got caught. See? The other one didn't. That's what happens, see? We're both wrong. Not that there's no time for taking a stand, but you see, in our time now, we have teachers in the school that believe that evil is good and good is evil. And so if a person stands up to a bully and beats him, yes, if he does that, the law is on the side of the bully. And you've got to be very careful, because then the bully is not punished, but the boy that stood up is punished. Everything is backwards. And this is the kind of situation, is to purposely turn around Americans so that evil is freedom. And therefore, they turn against the innocent. But you see, the innocent, they were innocent when they were children, so you can't blame them. So Jesus says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Forgiving them does not mean to accommodate them. See, forgive means not to judge and recognize that your father, see, or anybody who's a bully, a cowardly bully, a coward that's playing the role of a bully to something weaker than himself. See, the only thing they have going for them is is to vent the hostility and be rewarded by a pat on the back from people like himself. That's how you get to elect a person like Obama. And the next stage could be it could be the end of your country. And the people who are seeing evil as good, and in particular with respect to my subject matter, which is abortion, they slowly but surely they make it seems like that's a right. And there are forces behind that, which is thesis, the synthesis, and what we were talking about a little while ago, the three parts. And it's, I wish I could remember the three. But one of them is the lie. And the one is then there's the argument coming, pushing the lie until the person gives in. And you keep doing that over and over again until you can make them do anything. Keep doing, making a lie a truth, another lie a truth, another right to be wrong. Over and over again. And you see how many young people today, they're degenerates. The school itself, the university, teaches degeneration. And pretty soon, the victims, and the more ruthless victims, enjoy the role of doing unto others what was done to him. So politically speaking, he only has two choices, as I tried to explain a few moments ago. You take a person who belongs to a gang and says, listen, there's only two choices I can make. I can suffer, or I can cause the suffering. Now, you can find different language to that, but that's how I see it. And that is what he'd say. That's all there is. I don't see anything else, and I'm sure you can also be the same thing. You either you suffer or you cause someone to suffer. And that is, once you understand that, you've lost your way to paradise lost. You've lost your way to redemption. And it doesn't matter what you do. Steal, lie, cheat, hurt somebody, violate somebody, kill your baby, even murder. Because I have said that there are so many people in jail that have murdered, but they wake up and say, how did I get here? What they've done, what has happened is the real murderer is out there. You never catch them. They're sociopaths. You never catch them. They get the pleasure in getting a person to murder somebody and see him go to jail and be hung. See, they're all out there. And I want to get those ones out there, because when you turn the dial, when you get a person, say, listen to Roy Masters, the minute that person, that sociopath, that you don't know as, you see, you don't know as a sociopath, he looks like your friend. They look like your friends. You've got the psychopath, is obvious, but the sociopath is a seductor, seductress in a male form. See? And so the minute you hear Roy Masters speaking about this, there's a shock, an energy field. Now, I don't feel any energy. I only know how to speak and say it like it is. And I don't have to concentrate. I don't have to memorize. It will come as it will. But it has an energy field. And the energy field conquers you. The minute you reacted to it and didn't pick up the phone and fight me back in a good way, what is in me owns you. It will get inside you and germinate. And it can germinate in one or two things. It's like a sperm. It mingles with the whatever it is inside the person. Is there some mysterious thing that goes on in there? And you can reject it and reject it and get angrier and angrier. And the anger feeds the sperm. Let's call it a sperm. It becomes an ugly thing. And you have 10 times the chance of dying in 100,000 different ways. That's how you kill the enemy. You kill the spirit of them. And if you stand your ground, you can stand your ground because God loves you. And he gives you the strength to do what you couldn't do before. And so, therefore, you win by not losing your cool. That's how you win. And you never lose your cool. You always stand, you know exactly what to do without knowing what is coming towards you. You don't have to figure out what's going to come because you can't figure it out, and you don't need to figure it out. It will happen, and in that moment, you become noble. And so thousands and thousands of noble moments, you have become a completely different person inside. And so the corporeal nature dies, and you won't know you're dead because you were, without realizing it, becoming a person within a person. So when the body falls away, there's a real you left forever with the everlasting Father. Wouldn't it be nice to have an everlasting Father? Thank you very much. I've got off my point. I don't know why I'm doing this, but here I go again. So come back to my other part of the story. The question is now, how can any black or Jewish person whose brethren who have been in living memory have suffered the humiliation of being degraded and marked for extinction possibly justify the murder of a baby inside its mother's womb? It's not much different, is it? The answer is simple, is that racism is not what you think it is. It's merely steps of many, many, many justifications of what you did wrong to vent hatred and find pleasure in judgment and murder, and even murder, which is killing your baby is murder. Don't pretend to be otherwise. You murdered your baby, but you didn't move it, didn't do it. You were motivated to do it. You were manipulated to do it and yielded to it. You keep on yielding and yielding and yielding. You cannot say no. You cannot say no to Hitler. There's a point where you cannot say no to anything that you shouldn't be doing. You cannot stop. That's why Jesus says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. So they were killing him. I guarantee you, the ones with the nails and the hammers, driving nails in his hands and feet and causing all kinds of agony. I guarantee you, even though he was compelled to kill Jesus, he felt he was forgiven, even while he is doing it. I say to you, if you can listen to what I'm saying, that it isn't you, that isn't you that killed the baby. It was your body, your machinery, your thoughts are not yours. Mental problems, endless loops of thoughts, drugs, alcohol, all kinds of perversions. These are extensions of your failing as you come into the world. Now, America has become a dirty place, a really rotten place. It's stinking. But there's good people. But you're not good enough because you're going to be overcome by forces you don't understand. I see the murders going up and violence and burning down the cities. I see it happening. And the proprietors and owner of their business stand around there and let it all happen. In this free country, you are allowed to take your gun and shoot the whole bloody lot, if necessary. Am I correct? Do you let yourself, your children, or yourself, in your family, would you let them sit by and say, "I'm a good Christian, you know, I don't want to hurt, I love people," and he's killing your daughter and raping your daughter, and you stand by not doing anything, and you're burning your house down? Is that what you want? Or would you put up a fight? Yes, you would put a fight if you have any guts. And lots of people have guts. But what is happening when you're going to have a civil war when the whole half your country is manipulated by Marxists, as the gentleman that called a little while ago? And so that if you are not centered in a right way, you will break down and you will feel all alone and you will not know what to do, and every now and then a person will stand up and they knock him down. All you Christians need to come together as one Christian group. I say that. So for the purpose of saving our country, you can't be cut up in 22,000 different versions of what Jesus meant. There's only one wants something or other. It's hard to describe. It's metaphysical. It's beyond physics. But it is what creates physics, as well as creating a person in that body who has become eternally spiritual, but not physical. It's a different world. It's a different realm. Now, let me continue with my discussion here. So what I'm saying here is that racism is not what you think it is. It's merely one of many justifications to vent hatred and find pleasure in judgment and murder as a relief and to get what you want for free. See? And the hatred of innocence because you are so freaking guilty. What I'm saying is that we are dealing with a special kind of person, not limited to race and creed. As I said, in Rwanda, other superior blacks slaughtered 1 million called vermin, ethnic blacks. World War II, millions and millions and billions of white people slaughtering white people because of the difference in politics and in the religion. In the Jewish war against the Roman Empire, Jews turn against one another, arguing over the strategy in dealing with the enemy. In the killing fields of Cambodia, people are executed simply for being intellectuals, school teachers, doctors, and lawyers. In Northern Ireland, white Irish Christians continued in those days to kill white Irish Christians simply because the difference in their Christian doctrine. It's crazy. Neither one are any good in those particular cases. No, neither one of them are Christians, killing Christians. So if we are not careful, there will come a time when your own family members, yes, your own children, will find pleasure in betraying you to death. And that is held up in the scriptures that the children will turn against their mothers and their fathers and rule the roost. And we're going to be coming back just a minute. That's what's happening. They love freedom more than you love your freedom. But you have never perfected the freedom you had. Didn't appreciate the freedom you had. Didn't know that you had lost yourself the day you came into the world. But there's redemption for that. If you please bear with me. Ladies and gentlemen, before I continue my discussion, there's a half an hour left. I want you to consider that you're not damned for the things you do. You feel damned, but you don't realize what damnation is. God has not damned you, but something inside you is making you feel damned, useless. And in many other ways, giving you a sense of worth that's worthless. But you sort of get stuck with it, embroiled with it, and you can't get it out of your mind. It keeps on getting you to pushing you, and trying to fix things. But you have to consider that it's not you, that it's your body is the machine of evil. So you are it has put itself inside you. It has entered inside you. As from a child, you saw what was wrong with your mother and father. And you knew there was something wrong. And then they turned on you. And they beat you. Or they enticed you. Or they spoiled you, rotten, made you codependent, so you couldn't grow up and be free. So now I'm trying to get you to understand these things. You have redemption. Never mind what you've done. Never mind what it is. It wasn't you that did it. It was something that took you over as the extension of the generations. Because every person is born into the next generation. The next generation could be better. Please God, it was when America was younger. And then faded away into disaster. And so we've got people who see freedom as dangerous. Freedom to do right is one thing, and freedom to do wrong makes you hate the those who are good and decent, and enabling them to knock down the Constitution, and allowing Obama to go beyond the Constitution shows that we don't understand our Constitution is for bad people. And bad people want to take away those limits that puts them in jail for murder, stealing, and all the rest of it, and all the kinds of pleasures and cruelties. That's what it's for. And when you see people taking them away and causing people to kill their babies and have sex in their behind, see, you got to know that there's something wrong. But you see, the tendency is for you to rise and support all that. Of course, you've got to be politically correct. Be right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So I was talking about the fact that I'm asking you to see that we're not really dealing with racism at all, because not all whites are racists and neither all blacks racists. They're good and evil people in every race, color, and creed. And we see this here. It is just that demagogues know how to harness and unleash the repressed smoldering venom of immortal majority for their own wicked ends. And I say this, that politics is another form of warfare. They know how to cause you to be less and less virtuous, because you cannot conquer a virtuous person because his roots are inside. Okay? I know many of you disagree, to hell with you. Okay? That's where you're going. You should be grasping this right away. And if you're not grasping this right away, it's going to kill you. Yes, the fact that I said it on the air, you can't get me off the air. And damn it if you do. Because you've heard the purest truth you ever heard. And it is really true that you give your rights away to wrong people, and the wrong people won't give you your rights back. That's what's happening. You don't want to give your rights to wrong people. Therefore, you should not be made as you have been made by the media, the scumbags that they all are, 80% of them at least, to lie, to make wrong look right and right look wrong, and punish you with the music, with education and entertainment as dirty and as vile as you see it. And get them all thinking, oh, it's really wonderful. All the music. When you have a football match and your side wins, look what happens. The excitement turns you into animals. You're turning over cars and setting lights to the stores. And they haven't done anything wrong to you. You're getting so high, you're turning into an animal, a murderer, crazy person. You run off and have sex, you know, like two dogs copulating in an alley. You call yourself human beings. Do me a favor. I know that many of you disagree with what is called partial birth abortion, the killing of babies just inches away from becoming into this world as a fully developed human being. But because of an inhuman law, the likes of which I have never thought I would see in America, identical to fascist Germany, women can kill their babies and have a right. They have a right. That it is a right. But they, because it's a right, then the dark side in them says, wow, lick my chops. I can do what I want with my body. And then you could hear people saying, well, we trust the women to do these things. You know what I'm trying to say. I heard somebody say that the other night, and I didn't finish the whole thought. But he thinks, well, this is the right. Women know what to do with themselves. No, they don't. You bloody liar. They don't know, because you've done something to their minds. Don't you see, on the doorstep of every woman is a political person, and emboldening the woman to be free from holy matrimony. But holy matrimony, the trouble is that holy matrimony hardly exists, because birth, a boy, a child, a little girl coming into the world, is both coming innocent. Eve is innocent, basically, but she's still Eve. And the man, Steve, he is the subject of mother, because the father isn't strong enough. Father is involved in the pleasure that mother gives him, his wife. And therefore, there's no authority in the home except the woman, which is connected to Paradise Lost. Real women who are really sincere, beautiful inside, have held fast to their virtues to the degree they come back to it, are relieved when they hear a person like myself talk. And the reason why they're relieved and whereby the husband failed is because I speak with authority, with a pure understanding of why everything keeps repeating itself over and over again for the last 10,000 years. It's the same old, same old. you do unto others what was done unto you. If you can do unto others as you would have them done unto you, it changes. It runs right back to the political people at the top. That's what I want to help you do. That's why you need to go to my website, FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, and support me. Send me a few bucks. I'm trying to get 20 million people. I'm on the way to 7 million. It's 39 days from this point, I believe. I'm not sure I'll make it, but in my heart, that's the score. I need 20,000 people listening to what I have to say. And everything will change. I promise you, no person can fight me. Yes, if I was Hitler Germany, they'd kill me. But this isn't yet. Do you hear me? It isn't that. You're afraid of me. You're afraid, you on the left, and you on the self-righteous side, calling yourself Christians, and letting all this happen, and just turning your heads, or judging the perverse people. That doesn't help any. Looking down your nose at them doesn't really do anything. It's all meant to upset you and give you a sense of worth. And one of the senses of worth is judgment, where judgment is put this way. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I shall pay back. So when I talk to you, lady, who killed your baby or two, I understand you didn't do it. Your body was occupied. Your mind and body was occupied, and your form and your function was controlled to do that. When you can see that, and having inherited hell, see, but not because you were born in hell, not you weren't born in hell in a sense, hell came into you. And so that to the degree all of this spreads, and you can see it slowly but surely, people, the way they dress, the way they talk, the rudeness, the pleasures they have, all kinds of things. Oh, Shirley is okay. Let me take Shirley. Thank you very much for letting. I'll break away for a minute. Shirley, hello. Hello, Shirley.
How are you this evening, Roy?
I hope I'm making my point.
You are making a great point this evening, and I just wanted to confirm some of the things you said. As a woman, I was forced to have an abortion at a very young age, and I say very young, I think I was probably about 19.
Yes.
And then had a live birth, and then forced to have an abortion again.
Yes.
And then adopted. And I have since, I know I've been forgiven. Oh, boy, did I ever go to God. Anytime I ever came near something that resembled or reminded me of there at least being a God in heaven, because I wasn't even in church or even in Christ or even understanding the choices I was making, I now reach out to other women that are about to make that choice, be they have been raped or had consensual sex. And I just remind young girls that I believe in pro-choice. I am pro-choice, and that usually gets people's attention. And then I just tell them, you have the choice of whether or not you want to have protected sex. That's your choice.
That's an interesting thing.
Since when did we get to choose the consequences of our actions? So that's just been kind of my take on the lesson that I had to learn the hard way. And it's, I can honestly say I went through lots of pain because I was not able to give birth. My husband and I were never able to have biological children. And there was lots of guilt that was associated with that for the choices I had made. And it was hard to live with myself for many, many years.
But you're okay now.
Oh, I feel okay and feel the need to pay it forward at any opportunity
I think
that
is the sweetest thing I've heard for a long time. All I want to say to you, I appreciate the call. Unless there's something else you want to say to me, but I think you've said it all.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you as well, my friend.
Yes. So I'm right about that. And I'm the agent of that change, not necessarily for my caller, Shirley. But maybe so. She never did say who was involved. Maybe nobody. Maybe just her conscience became her guide. But now, ladies and gentlemen, that lady that called, she is free. Because I will tell you that you never did it, but something got inside you and used your frame, your body, to make you do this and make you feel the guilt of it. When it's the guilt, it is the killer, using your frail being. Now, having been broken, remember how I said it? When you come into the culture, especially the culture today, which is ugly, absolutely ugly, it's everywhere. And if you can find one kid that doesn't smoke and drink, one of my grandchildren came to me the day before yesterday, and I said, I can't mention his name. Let's call him Johnny. Johnny, you look different. And we had a philosophical conversation. He said, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm making myself strong, lifting up this and that, and being philosophically sound. But there's so many few of those. Most of you little animals out there, please don't get angry with me. I'm the father you never had. I have authority. And if you think you can disagree with me, I would like to hear you disagree. Tell me where that wrong is right. Show me where wrong is right. Tell me what the benefits of that. Please call me. Listen, you little snot nose. If you think of it angrily towards me, I am a professional hypnotist. I know how to tempt you, but in a different way. You understand that? The minute you reacted to me the way you would like me to react to you, I'm giving you a way out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm giving you the one that would wish me dead. I'm giving you the way out. Well, that was a nice call, actually. Is this the place where I can do a commercial? Oh, that's nice. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do you think it's fair for me just to get $300 today and $500 today, yesterday? And then, of course, we have gracious people who give me $2,000, $1,000, I mean, $100. And then there's one person that gives $4,000 for the last 15 years, for 20 years. And all I do is say, thank you, I haven't seen him. He still gives it. He must have done something good. If you can stop drinking and you give 10% of that to me, so I can help somebody, that would help. That would pay it forward, and you keep it that way. All you have to do is go to FHU.com, and you can do business, you know, with the machinery. I don't know what to call it, but I'm an old-fashioned person, so I don't remember the names, how you can give your credit card, and so that every month a few bucks come out of your bank to the foundation, and we collect up and to pay our bills and to help our staff. See, I'm not a pusher. I don't like to press you. I just want you to say, pay it forward. You got better. Why hold it back? Even Jesus had a problem with that. He healed 10 people, he said. Only one came back to say thank you. Probably gave him something. Would you please? And you can also call my office. It's a It's actually the office is 800-877-3227 tomorrow. We get 4 or 5 calls a day, thank you. So call 800-877-3227, business hours, West Coast time. And let me see. Then there is post office box. You send a check, post office box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Let me see what happens tomorrow. I'm born for this. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop. Put everything I can into this. I can help save your country by saving you from your country.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I know many of you disagree with what is called partial birth abortion, the killing of a baby just inches away from becoming into this world fully developed human being. But because of an inhuman law, and this is the power, law, and you want the law to be evil. The law has got to be evil to create, to please evil people. See? And of course, evil people using the law to do what's wrong as if it was right is capable of being redeemed. I'm trying to say that. But there are some people enjoy killing you, getting you to kill others. Like the chief cook and bottle washer of a gang leader. He'll give somebody, he says, go kill, here's a gun, go kill somebody. And then he does it. And then it's the future for him. He has to love the leader. And you see a whole gang can't fight that one person. You see, they're all extension of that one person. Like a God creating a multitude. They can't come back. So we have to fight them sooner or later. And they're on the left. On the right is too much righteousness. And you see, looking down the nose at those people doesn't cure anything. It only makes you weaker with respect to them. They laugh at you. So let me go continue my thoughts. So what kind of mind or soul can do this terrible thing to her child to be? What kind of doctor decides a baby just about to be born isn't human and crushes its head to preventing it coming into the world alive? Surely it's the same as a politician who decides Jews are vermin and blacks are not human and the handicapped are abominations. Under the present legal system controlled by the media driven public opinion polls, could not a politician make a dehumanization of a certain class of people, right, and make it law? What then if you were the minority and had no voice, like an unborn baby, and could not fight or vote who you want? And you must vote for that person you dread, or you become one, people start to look at you. See? And what if something went wrong with the majority, as it did in Hitler Germany, where the population was sufficiently compromised and debauched enough to vote away their democracy and elect a despot? They weren't fighting. They put aside the laws of the land and glorified a man. And what did you do this time? Someone rose up. Someone rose up as a result of the demoralization of America, gradual demoralization of the Americans through the schools and the music, the stinking music and the stinking arts. And what kind of person do you think you would be if you brought up in that, to seeing it and being caught up in it, become it demoralized and motivated and acted through like everyone else? See, that is what's happening to America. The media is full of demoralized degenerates. The reason why the media is the media 80% is because they were born Americans, but when they got to the schools were already corrupted and filled with the wrong kind of people. And sustained by possibly Russia and places like that, who uses 15% of their military expenditures on playing with our minds and music and religions, and actually it's just 15% is a lot of money. If I was one of them with the skill that I have and the personality I still have, is a poisonality, it would be. How I'd begin to take a country down is to go to the schools, but the universities first. Because wherever you find intellectuals, you will find degenerates. Now, there is such a thing as an intellectual that's noble, who uses knowledge wisely because he understands what he is shown and disagrees with what is not proper. But slowly but surely, such a man is possible to have intellectual prowess and yet be a good person, but it's rare. The knowledge of good is the knowledge. It's just pressed into your mind as a truth. A word is not a truth. Words deliver you to the awakening of your of the truthfulness of intuition. It brings, oh, this is how it is. Oh, I see that. That's different from learning it and getting an A. Because you've got all stuff in your head, whether it's Christianity, whether it's intellectual, anything. You've still got skills to it, but you've got no common sense. You can still build a bridge. Oh, is it time is over already? I've got a lot more to say. Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, did you like what I'm saying? Would you support me in helping others? Have I helped you? I'm the agent. I'm not the person that did it. You see, I'm the authority. I overcome the authority that made you otherwise than me. Thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.